Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, to consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 18th of April, 2022, Easter Monday. Justin Carlson sings Holy Mystery.
We are air seated at the feast.
This week we continue our scripture reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, starting at the 8th verse.
For the Lord loves justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as the garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all nations.
This is the final episode of our 21-week podcast series, A Place of Beauty. From Advent to Easter, we have meditated on the truths of Scripture as they relate directly to our identity as the Lord's beloved and our vocation as artists. Today is Easter Monday. As we celebrate our risen Lord Jesus Christ, we echo the praise of Isaiah, that we are clothed in salvation and covered in righteousness because of the work of the Lord's anointed. What song of praise or poem or piece of art might you create in response to the Lord's transformation in your life? Last week, we heard from the prophet Isaiah about the Lord's gift of renewal. The Lord mends the fractures within his people, and they in turn mend the fractures within their communities. Two artistic practices analogous to this rebuilding and mending are that of mosaics and the Japanese art form of kintsugi. In mosaics, broken shards of glass or pottery are arranged and joined together with mortar to make a newly imagined work of art. Kintsugi reassembles broken pottery using gold lacquer, the product of which is now more valuable than when the pottery was first whole. We ourselves are broken people. In what ways do you see these art forms extending a reflection or promise in your life? Listen to the scripture a second time. As you hear Isaiah's song of praise, imagine what it would look like for you to engage your whole self in the praise of the Lord.
For the Lord loves justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as the garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all nations.
We are, in effect, kintsugi people, with the power of Christ binding and shining through where we are weak and fractured. But we can also be kintsugi masters, working with prophetic imagination to rebuild our communities in partnership with the Lord. In the United Adoration Devotional, A Place of Beauty, songwriter Elise Massa lays out this process as inspired by the actual steps of kintsugi art. She writes, "Name the fractures. Imagine the redemptive landscapes that can arise as you radiate Christ's light and glory. Work out your faith and art with fear and trembling as the Spirit sands and sanctifies the rough edges. And then, go mend." Take time now to ask the Holy Spirit to cultivate your own prophetic imagination and to help you discern how you may partner with the Lord as He causes righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Thank you for walking with us these last 21 weeks. We hope that through this podcast, by setting aside time to be before the Lord in scripture, art, prayer, and meditation, that you have indeed found yourself in a place of beauty. To hear all of our episodes, you can find our podcast through our website, unitedadoration.com, or on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other streaming platforms. We hope that your journey with the Lord does not end here, and that you will continue to grow as His artistic disciple and partner in the regeneration of your community. Therefore, let us pray using a prayer based on the Collect for a Renewer of Society, from the Book of Common Prayer, 2019. Almighty and everlasting God, you kindled the flame of your love in our hearts to show your compassion and mercy to the poor and persecuted. Grant your humble servants an increase of faith and power with love, righteous zeal, and gratitude for the example of such renewal work from those saints who came before us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.